We'd like to go over again the Gemara and starting from Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, the last two lines of the Amud. Baruch Hashem, I think it got a little clearer by me, so I'd like to learn it over. V'chachamim machshirim. We hear in the Mishnah, machlekes, if one is permitted to write on a shtar that shochel his diet. The Tanakhama says, in Kaisman, leon yom mochek leon diftere, neshi yochel his diet. V'chachamim machshirim, v'chachamim amachshir. Man chachamim, who are the chachamim that hold is permissible to write on a shtar sheyochel izayim? Rabbi Lozari, Rabbi Lozar, the Omar Eidim Mesiri Kars. And let us see Rashi. Klema, man inhu, who are these chachamim? Umay tamayu the machshiri, and what's the reason that they're machshir? It's a get at shochel izayim. Rabbi Lozari, the Omar chsimis haget eina min ha'teira. Blozer holds there is no such thing min ha'teira of chaspening on a get. Loi sagi lemei svei v'loi eide mesira. Min ha'teira, the get is only a get. If it is given over bifnei eide mesira, the inu hu the of the krisus, that they create the krisus by witnessing the giving over of the get to the isha, from the baal to the isha, that creates the krisus. Dal kolchoch beinen eidem v'yafinen elve dovo dovo mimomen. We learn out a dovo shebe elve needs to eidem, just like momenis needs to eidem. So, according to Rabbi Lozar, the Dover Shebe'erva occurs through the Mesiras Haseifa Bifneim. That is a Maisa Geirishin. That has to be witnessed through two Eidim. Just like we have a Maisa Kedushin, one gives over Kesef, has to be witnessed through two Eidim. That's the Dover Shebe'erva. The Geirishin is how this document, which is saying Divrei Krisus, is given over from Eid to Eidim, and that's Eidim Mesiri Karsi. According to Rameyer, the Samsefer says on the base, on the base, the creation of the get is a Dover Shebe'erva. I'm making a Sefer Krisus, I'm making a document which is Kairis, so you need the two Eidim Shebe'erva on the Bishas Dachsimus HaSeifa. Then that's finished already. I created a Dover Shebeva. I created a Mater. According to Rabbi Lezer, the Mater is, not the Sefer is the Mater. The Mater is the process of giving over these words Bifnei Eidim. So Memele, without them, it's not a get. Vehilkach. So since they're an intricate chelik of the krisus, that means all the time there's no such thing as a get min ha'teira, which is maspik. You have eidim chesumen, because you need eidim mesira. V'hilkach leichashinen l'dilma mezayfe. So therefore, there is no shash of zeal. Da amoron tzrichi l'mikraya. Because the din is that the Eidim, when they're witnessing the Mesiras HaSeifer, they have to read it first. And then they have to come and tell us that they witness it. That means, Me'ikar HaDin, you don't need a Dachsim at all. So Me'ikar HaDin, she has a paper which doesn't tell me anything. Just as words that she would be geget, there's no witnesses whatsoever. So Me'ikar HaDin, the Eidim have to come and relate that they witnessed the Mesiras HaSeifa, which creates the Geirish. Vihavi Beit Tanoi. So if there was any conditions in the get, Inu Yoti, so they'll know about it, because they have to come, they'll show them the get, and they'll see if it was tampered with. Uman diyoma eidem mesive iker, habo linose tzricha lohovi eidem shenimsa lifnein. A woman that gets married, she has to bring these eidem. Aval Rav Meir, the omar lebeinin eidem mesire. Rav Meir holds you don't need eidem b'shas mesiris again. Kalameches l'ziyufe. We can be afraid for ziyuf. The man, the samach ha'eidech sime, one who relies on the eidech sime, Isha boli nose beget, a Isha that will come to get married with a get, any mevila fanenu eidem achsumim boi, she doesn't have to bring those eidem. Im yesh makirim achsimosim, that means all you have to do is be makayim achsimis, then the eidem achsumim don't have to come. Im yesh tenov is the after leka the yoga, and if there was any conditions and it was tampered with, no one will know about it. That's why later Meir it is possible, and later Elozer it is kosher. Now, there is a tremendous problem over here. In this Rashi, it would seem, and this is how others learn Pshat and Rashi, from Asher learned like this Pshat and Rashi, from Asher learned like this Pshat and Rashi. Let's start backwards. According to Rav Meir, it would seem from Rashi, Ike lemeches l'ziyufe. We can be afraid maybe the get was tampered with. No one's going to know about it. So what's going to happen? What is going to happen? So Rav Meir understood, she'll get married with a tampered get. Now, kan shoyel haben, amir dekikasha. How can she get married with a tampered get? We know it's Yochel Ziyufe. We're not ignorant. So everyone, so we were Mekayim the get. You bring it to a legitimate Bezen. Bezen looks at the get. Well, this paper changes can't be that we don't know what was written before. The Eidech Sima are not here. But I can't permit you to get married. That's a good question. Make the good question. So what's the problem? What is the problem according to Rav Meir? According to Rav Meir and Koisman. Why not? So Rav Moshe learns pshat that we're afraid they won't realize that this get could be tampered with. I mean, it's a get that can be tampered with. It's a get that no one will see that it was tampered with. But to realize that this is such a get that could be tampered with without recognition, that's also to make a mistake. That's what we're afraid of. And that's the Lashon of Rashi. We're afraid that she'll be Mizayik. We won't know about it. And we will marry her off. She will say she's mutter to get married. Now, in Kena Manachnu, so then we have another very big problem. According to Rabbi Lozo, it's good. Now, we have a cloud. Eina Eidem Choisme Malaget Elamim Ne Tikkun Ha'ilom. That means that really you don't need Eidech Simen. Really, all the time, the Eidim Asiri should come and tell us that they witnessed the Mesiris HaGeret. But, what'll be if the Eidim Asiri go away, Medina Sayyam? What'll be if the Eidim Asiri die? So Nebuch, she's a bit of a Rachmonis. So, they made a takona, let Eidich Sime Chasvan HaGeret. And I assume, if they dechsim echasmet on the get, so I realize that it's not a forged get, they dechsim echasmet on the get, So I assumed that Mustama was Nasa Behechsha. Mustama, so the get was by him. He wrote the get. Mustama gave it over Behechsha. Lady Mesiva, Koyt Abulaza. So that is why, theoretically, the Eidim Mesira don't have to come. Because I can rely on the Eidim Chsime. So Kan Sheila Ben. So according to Rabbi Lezer, if we will assume that according to Rabbi Meir, Bezen will sometimes not realize that this get is tamperable, so we have the same problem according to Rabbi Lozo. We're not going to schlep the Eidim Mesira. We'll rely on the Eidim Chsime. And then if you rely on the Eidim Chsime, so she could tamper with the get, and then no one will know anything about it. So this is a Shekelcha problem. What is Pshat and Rashi? So Rav Moshe wants to say Pshat and Rashi as follows. Namir de Kechidish. And the Loshna of Rashi is very much mashma like that. Rashi says, Uman doma eidim mesive ike, haboli no se tzricha lohovi eidim shanim salifnei. That means like this. Ein ha eidim choismen al geto me tikan oilom. That means there are far-fetched cases which the eidim mesive cannot come. They went to Medina Sayyom. They died. So Memela will masakin. We should have Eidah Chesime. So we'll rely on the Eidah Chesime. But if they did not go to Medina Sayyom, if they did not die, we will not rely on the Eidah Chesime. We need, will demand Eidah Mesir. That means Kol Heichet De'ikir Levruvi Mevararina. We don't rely on the Eidah Chesime. Tikkun Olam means if there will be some case that they'll die or they went to Medina Sayyom, we can't have their bill on the Mesiras HaGet. No, then we'll rely on the Eidah Chesime. But a normal get is only Nichshar, is only Niskasha when the Eidah Mesira come. So Mamela, so Ramesha says Rashi, that's what Rashi is saying. Oman de yoma eidem mesire ike, haboli nosei tzricha lohovi eidem shenim sotne. If she'll ever want to get married, she has to bring the eidem mesire. So, I don't have to be afraid she'll tamper with the get. And the eidem mesire are gonna know if she tampered. So, Baruch Hashem, you have nothing but to worry about. Maybe they'll die. No. In such a case, Taka, we'll have to rely on the Eidah Chesime, but that's a rare case. They didn't puzzle to get because maybe they'll die. Why should you assume they're going to die? Why should you assume they'll go away to Medina Sayyam? They were living in Kesedah. So Memele, so we were, according to Rabbi Lezer, we were makshel to write a get that Yochel is dying because the Chash Kilkul is very minute. I mean, the whole Chash Kilkul is maybe they won't chop. Maybe they won't chop. So if they won't chop and they'll think, they won't realize that it's a get sheyochel is dying, but the Eidah Mesira have to come. And when the Eidah Mesira come, all our problems are solved. So therefore, Chachomim Mashir, you can write on the get sheyochel is dying, you don't have to have any heart palpitations, because 9 out of 10 times, the Eidah Mesira will come, and we'll be able to take care of it. Masha Inke, according to Rameya holds Eidah Chesime Kalsa, so you took no precautions whatsoever, and the Eidah Chesime don't come, who brings the Eidah Chesime? You're just a Masha Eidah Chesime, so Mamela, Kekalada Merida Kekilku. So that is Pshat and Rashi. That's how Rameya learns Pshat and Rashi. Now, let us turn the page and let us see Tosfos, and we'll start having problems. Man Chachomim Rabbi Lozo. Perish Bekuntres, Do Omar Eidim Mesire Iker. Vaboli Nosei, Tzricha Lohovi Eidim Mesire. So Tosfos had a Meirudike Kasher. Why tzricha lovi eidi mesire? You always mekayim at eilich sime. Eina eidim chayisim malaget el abneki kan ha'ilo. That was Tosfos kasha. So we said Ramayshus ha'retaretz, that means in rare cases, but Tosfos wasn't nachas to Ramayshus. So Tosfos had a problem. Why is Rabbi Lozo, what's so good about Rabbi Lozo? We're soimach on the Eidach Sime. V'davka hoche, al dover sheyochel is dayer, oimer Rashi, v'tzrich eidem mesire b'shar sheboli nos. Havo begitnu maksum v'dover shen yochel is dayer, yochel is nos yede Eidach Sime. V'afilu l'Rabbi Lozo, k'desnam berek pasro, maisulu b'resh mechilten, shen eidem chois men alaget, elem neitikon hoilo. Period. Now. So what does Tosfos say over here? Tosfos had this kasha, which we mentioned before. Why is it good according to Rabbi Lozo? We rely on the Eidach Sime. That's the kasha. So Tosfos says, oh, that's right. You rely on Eidach Sime. You know when? By Ashtar Sheni Yochel is Dayet. Then we rely on Eidach Sime. But Ashtar Sheni Yochel is Dayet. So, and we know you can't rely on Eidach Sime, it's Yochel is Dayet. Then we'll say that the Eidim Mesira should come. Now we have to realize we have a tremendous problem. From Tosfos we see that Beis Din is not naive. Beis Din knows what's flying. That means when Beis Din sees a get, so Beis Din says like this, well, if this is a shtar shen Yochel is Dayet, we don't have to call the Eidim Mesira, it's Eidim Yochel is Dayet. We go, and we're Mekayim B'chsime, and we know that it was the Shtar, was Nimser, B'fnei Eidim Mesira, B'hershenase, that's the Shtar Shein Yochel is Dayet. A Shtar Shein Yochel is Dayet, so then, they know you can't rely on the Eidim Mesira. You can't rely on the Eidim Mesira, because she could go and tamper with this get. We can rely on the Eidim Mesira. So what's going to be? So according to Rabbi Lozo, then once we get such a get, we say we will not do anything till the Eidim Mesira come. So Kan Shaila Ben. So why, according to the Chachamim, do we have a problem? That means the way Tosfos understood that Beis Din is not naive. Beis Din can tell if it's a get she yochel is daif, a get shen yochel is daif. A get shen yochel is daif, so we rely on the Eidach Sime. A get she yochel is daif, so they realize you can't rely on the Eidach Sime. So then they'll say, we won't be matah with this get until the Eidim Mesira come. Fine. So why according to Rameya and Kaysen? So what's the problem according to Rameir and Kaisman? You won't rely on them. As you know, a shachal is diet. So why in Kaisman? So let us we won't be matter with Samazay for Maka the Chasimis. So what's called Eidach Chasimis? Let us call that what is the problem? What is the machlekes between Rameir and Rabbi Lozo? So there's a mashmois from the Marsha. And that's how Rav Moshe understood Tosfos. That according to Rav Meir, we'll rely on the Eidach Sime. We're naive. And according to Rabbi Lozo, we won't rely on the Eidach Sime because we're not naive. So in fact, Ramesh, I don't understand this. This doesn't make sense. Are we naive or not naive? It doesn't make sense. It's very, very difficult. Does Beis Din realize Yochel is naive, yes or no? You can't answer to chasnas. According to Ramesh, they don't realize. According to Rabbi Lozo, they do realize. That doesn't make sense whatsoever. But that is how Tosfos understood Pshat and Rashi. That's how Tosfos understood Pshat and Rashi. So that's very difficult. That's very difficult to say. That's very difficult to say.
Now let us see the way, let us again see Rashi. Taisus is saying Pshat and Rashi. I mean, Taisus is just giving a running commentary on Rashi, but Taisus is saying Pshat and Rashi. So let us again see Rashi. So Rashi is saying like this. Let's start. Uban Dorma Eidim Asiri Iker, Aboli Nosek, Tzrichel Habi Eidim, Shanim Salafnei. We won't rely on Eidich Sime, because we know it's Yochel is died. Aval Rameya Dorma Lebinin Eidim Asiri. You don't need Eidim Asiri, Ikele Meichish Lezayufi. The man, the Somach, could be it's Mizdayit. The man the somach eidich sime ish aboli nasa beget enim evilt nein eidim sumim boi em yesh mekibur simos em yesh noivis after like a liut it's ikala meichish lezayufa. So the Torah's Gittin says Pshat and Rashi, and that's how it seemed how Tois was understood Pshat and Rashi. Not that Bezdin is naive. Bezdin is far from naive. Bezdin realizes that this is Aksav Sheyochel is dying. So according to Rabbi Lezer, we see it's a Aksav Sheyochel is dying. We tell the Isha, Kol's Monday, the Mesire don't come. So we can't do anything for you. Fine. That's wonderful. According to Rameya, Ika Lamechish Lezayufa, again, we know it's a Shtar Sheyochel is dying. Ika Lamechish Lezayufa. So we'll tell the Isha, sorry, we can't be mad to you with this get. Ikal mechish l'ziyufet. The man, the somach eidich sim, isha boli nasa beget, eine biyufan, eino eidem chsumi, boy, the eidem anad rogul to come, im yesh makirem b'chsim osam. That means, as follows, the eidich sim, the difference between eidich sim and eidem mesire, Meikar Adin, let's talk about Adaraisa. Eidim Mesire, that is the function of the Eidim Mesire. They look at the get, and she has a paper without any chsimis whatsoever, so they have to come, they realize, they have to come to Bezdin and be made, they witness the Mesire's get. Eidim Chesime, they don't, they're not prepared to come to say, Eidus and Bezdin, they chasma on the get, and you have any problems or so. Well, we saw the get is a good get and finished. Now, Bezdin is going to look at this get, and Bezdin will see that it's, we can't rely on these chsimus because maybe she was Messiah. So Bezdin will tell her, I'm sorry, we can't use this get. So the get is unusable. So that's why the Mishnah says, you're not permitted to write a get on a dovah sheyochel is daif, not that there's a chash kilkul, but the get will be unusable. The get will be unusable. So that's why they said, ain kaisa, you have nothing but to worry about. A kilkul won't occur. Bezdin will look at the get and they'll see that this is yochel is daif. There will not be matah to get married. But we don't have any aids how to use the get. The AD and the Teres Gittin says Nachavot. We're going to see as the Sidya progresses that the Adim, when they look at the get, they scrutinize the get to remember if there's any, they know it's a get, she always died. So they scrutinize the get to remember there was five time over there. They'll remember about it, because they're going to have to say Eidus on this, so they'll remember very good. Eidich Simen normally never come to Bezdin, so they won't scrutinize the get. So they read, it's good, it says Oveda, but to remember the five Tanoim and those, I mean, they won't do that. So normally, if you have a get with Eidich Simen and Dov Shechel is Daif, the get is worthless. It cannot be used. So therefore, the Chachamim said, in Kaisvet, that is how Taisvet learned Shat. That the Taisus understood Pshat and Rashi. Taisus understood Pshat and Rashi that according to Rameir and Kaisen, because you can't use the get. That is also not too bad Pshat and Rashi. Because since Ikele Meichish Lezayufe, V'yesh tovizi after leket diyoda. So the melech, so the get will be a posel get. The better get, we will not be matah with this get. So memele, so that's why enticement. What do we hear from this get? You can never get married with this get. According to Rabbi Loza, we have a demesira which will come and be mevada. So that is the machlikis. That's how Taisus understood Pshat Mirash. Now let us again see Taisus. So according to Rameya, Taisus is a different problem. We'll rely on the AD Chasimus. So Taisus, don't worry about it. We won't rely on the Eidech Sima. We're not naive. We realize she could have tampered with the get, so we'll call the Eidech Mesira. Yep. Avo, Masha, Perish, Bekunteres, Larab Meir, Isha, Haboli, Nose, Beget, Hakosuf, Aldova, Sheyochel, Isdaif. Ein, Itzrich, Eidech Mesira. She does not have to bring Eidech Mesira. She doesn't bring the Eidech Sima. So the Meila, so this Kef is worthless. Mashme, but from the Loshna of Rashi is Mashme, the Avisadi Kamon Habikosh. That means Rashi is just telling us facts of life. That normally the Eidech Chasime are not geared to come to Besdin and to look over the Shtanachamu, so I won't have Eidech Chasime. Now from Rashi it would seem, but what would be if Baruch Hashem I have Eidech Chasime, they would come to Besdin, so then Shalom Al Yisrael. Not later, it's very rare that I'll have Eidech Chasime. This is to come to Besdin, to look at to get, to remember what it said on the get. Oh, but if I would have, it would be good. But Dovo, Shiochel, he's died, and Mechiach, Mitechiklu. So now Taisus says, and so Taisus has a nuknech out. Taisus has a Gemara Vaita, which is a big machlokes harishonim, if that's pshat in the Gemara, but Taisus has a Gemara Vaita, that according to Rameya, the Eidus, that the Eidei Chsumim are telling us, I have to see this in the get. That's a Tnai in Eidei Chasimim. If by looking at the get, I can't figure out what they're saying, I have to interview them, in order to find out what they're saying, it's possible Eidech Sime. So therefore, Taisvis is Chaylik on Rashi. Rashi seems to be saying, since normally Eidech Sime don't come, they're not capable of coming, so Memele, so this get is worthless, that's why we don't write on such a get. So Taisvis is Medai for Rashi, Rashi says, but they would come, it would be good. So Taisvis says, no. According to Ramele, there's a nupsul over here. Since whatever it says in the Shtar does not tell me what the Eidim are telling me, because since the Shtar is tamperable, so this is a posel get min ha-Torah. So the Eidim are not telling me anything. What are they telling me? If we can always change the top part of the get, so they're not telling me anything, so it's a posel get min ha-Torah. So memele, so Taisu says, b'chlal, einu mahalach, you don't have to say this both of the Torahs given the way he says it in Rashi. Taisus says, I'm going to come halach. According, Kilku, you never have to be afraid of. Because Besdin will realize that this is a tamperable get, and Besdin won't let them pull the wool over their eyes. So the minute we get such a get, according to Rabbi Lozo, so we send a hazmona that they them to come. They should have to tell us what was written on the get. According to Rameya, a get that was Eidim, the chasmid on the temple get, is posel Eidim, because what they're telling me is not muchach mitech, I don't know what they're telling me. So it's a posel get min ha-Torah. So according to Rameya, it's posel min ha-Torah, and Rabbi Loza, there's no problem whatsoever. That is how Taisvis learns Pshat in the Gemara. But the way Taisvis understood in Rashi, it's a bissel an andere Pshat. Not that there's a Pshash Kilku, according to Rameya, because Besdin will always realize If it's Yochel is Daif, it's not Yochel is Daif. So Shas Kiltel is never here. But according to Rashi, the problem is, if it's Yochel is Daif, so she'll never be able to get married with such a get. So in Kaisman, according to Rabbi Loza, if nothing but to worry about, that it will call the Edom and the Edom will be Mabat. But let us go further. For Omar, Rabbi Loza. Now, till now we said Pshat in the Mishnah. But Omar Rabbi Loza. Vayichshir Rabbi Loza elo li alta, avo mikan adesore yomim loy. Cheshinon dilma avabei tnoi b'ziyavte. Now Rabbi Loza is telling us one more connection. That means, till now, we understood, according to Rabbi Loza, Ashtar Sheyochel is Dayif is not problematic because we call the Edom and the Edom will able to chap, able to detect was the get tampered with, was the get not tampered with. That's the Mishnah Chamei Machshirim. Rabbi Loza says the memory span of Edom to remember correctly was there a condition in the get, was there not a condition in the get. The memory span lasts for 9 days. That means till 9 days, they look at the get, they say, oh, this is the get that was given over in front of us. We can rely on them. From 10 days and further, they'll look at the get, and they'll say that, yeah, this is the get that was given over in front of us, but their memory is playing tricks on them. So, Mamela, they are not reliable anymore. From 10 days and further, the Edom Messiah are not reliable. So it comes out as follows. So according to Rabbi Loza, it says in the Mishnah, V'chachomim machshirim. That means you can write on a get, you can write on a get that Shochel is Dayit, because Edom Messiah Kalsi. But according to Rabbi Loza, we have to add a few words to the Mishnah. V'chachomim machshirim, but the officiating rabbi by the Ksivas Haget, tells the Edom, it's a, you can write on this get, but you have to know one thing. The get will only be good if you come 9 days or before. But if you come after 9 days, it's a possible get. For 9 days, this will be a good get. So make sure to come before the best. That's a Rabbi Loza holds. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, afilu mikan ad asari yomi. No, 10 days. And the Miri says, 10 days, 10 years. No. They don't have to be worried that the memory of the Edom will play tricks on them. If the Edom come and tell us after 10 years, this is the get that was given over to me, I remember just like yesterday, these are all the conditions that were set in the get. If they tell me this, I have no right to be afraid that they're fooling themselves. They say they remember. If they won't remember, so the tells they won't remember. But there's no problem over here. There's no problem. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu mikan adasar yom, diisa dava beit nai, it could, they're gonna remember. So memela, there's no problem. So according to Rameya, whenever the Edom come, they'll give us a green light on the get, and they'll tell us, this is the get that was given over in front of us 10 years ago. It's good. No problem whatsoever. So here we now one machlekes between Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Yochanan. We are afraid that the memory of the Edom will play tricks on them. Rabbi Loza holds till 9 days. We don't have to be afraid. After 9 days, we have to be afraid. And the Chachamim hold not like that. Now let us see what Rashi says. Elo li alta, blozo zoni makshe la alta, she biyosoi lebezn biyoim shanim salo, was given over, she biyosoi, she brought the get lebezn biyoim shanim salo, lo hidiya she higurusha, to that bezn she knows she's geget, viyati hu oli nasi, the bezn will be mato to get married, to keep it even a habit, that was just now, now, the Rishash and the Nachlas Moshe Eskakasha, We just said in Rabbi Elazar that for 9 days we can rely on the Eidim Mesirah, according to Rabbi Elazar. We can't have the Sora Yomim, no. But it seems 9 days, yes, that's in the Subshat. And Rashi says, Elo la'alta shebi yosai lebezdin biyoim shenimsalo. The lesson of Rashi would seem that only the Eidim remember only that day. Their memory span is not a 9 day period, it's a 1 day period. So the one say Rashi is loved after. Okay, Al Kaponim, that's a whole. Fine. Now we have a new machlekes. So now we hear there one machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Elazar, that is machsha, a get sheyochel is dying, but the bi is eidim mesira. Till when could the eidim mesira come? Rabbi Elazar says till 9 days. Rabbi Yochanan says they can come to wherever they want to come, and if they'll tell us this is the get that was nimsa b'pnei, no problem whatsoever. Now, machlokes number two. Ba'omar Rabbi Elazar, lehichshe Rabbi Elazar elo begitten, avo b'shar shtoris loy, tersive nesatem b'klicheres leman yamdu yomim rab. Now, let us understand what Rabbi Elazar is saying over here. Rabbi Elazar is saying, Rabbi Isai, I told you, that the memory span of Eidim is not too long. Fine. So now, Rabbi Elazar said as follows. So by a get, there's no problem. So if they come in the first 9 days, it's good. It's a good get. If they come afterwards, it's not a good get. No problem. But by shitrei momin, there's a posik l'man yamdu yomim rab. There's a loch in hilchos Toras. You have to have a shtar that is kayim, and usable for many years. L'man yamdu yamim rab. So Rabbi Elazar says, well, shtar mecha, a shtar sheyochel is dayer, a shtar mecha, how long is this usable? It's only usable for 9 days. After 9 days we can't use it. So this is a shtar that is not yamdu yamim rab. So Mamela, fill the first day, the Eidim will come the first day. It's Nimsa B'Fnei, they'll come right away to Bezen. It's a possible shtar. I'm sorry. Because the Torah gave us halachas how a shtar momin has to look. How a shtar ayah has to look. It has to be a shtar that can last for many, many, many days. And a shtar sheyochel is dayer only can last for 9 days. For the first day is not kosher. That is what Rabbi Elazar said. Rabbi Yochanan Omar afilu b'shtoles. Now, Rabbi Yochanan said, we'll understand Rabbi Yochanan l'chayra very well. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Eidim have a very good memory and aren't to be afraid to make mistakes. So every shtar, your shtarai, is also man yam de yom rab. You ask them 10 years from now, they'll tell you exactly what was written on the shtar. So memelis, Rabbi Yochanan holds, so it's kosher. No problem. Frag de gemore bachsiv l'man yamdu yomim rab. It says l'man yamdu yomim rab. So this is a very difficult question. I mean, what's your problem? This is l'man yamdu yomim rab. The memory of Eidim is phenomenal. What's the problem? It's l'man yamdu yomim rab. So this is a ha'ore. We'll see Taisus as this kashet. Someone says, also makes a teva kamashmon. So Rabbi Yochanan said, no, the pasuk is not telling us a halacha that you need a get that's roi lamid yom and rab, because you need a shtar that's roi lamid yom, because every shtar is roi lamid yom and rab. I mean, a shtar sheyochel is dai. But most pasuk is not telling us it's a teva kamashmon, not a halacha. Practical eitzah, you have a shtar, put it in the klicheres. That it shouldn't disintegrate the shtar. I mean, telling us Eitz HaTovus, is not telling us halachas. Let us see Rashi. Now, Biziyafte. Now, what is Lehichsha? Now, Biziyaf is going on before in Rabbi Lozo. To be Ziyafte, Yikvar Shekru Eidem, they even forgot after 9 days. Now, now we're going as the third case, Ella Begitten, Ve'ena Nasuyim, Ella Lehitiro. A get is Oymed Latiro, Ve'chayla Lavia Lebezn Lalter, Yatiro, Ve'shuvein Etzricha Leget, Ve'kivin Shehutra Bebezn, Yeshri Karim, Ve'kirlo Dava. So a get is, the only purpose of a get is Ella Latiro, Ve'chayla Mamela, so a get could be used right away. Aval bishtoris, the kaimi legavayne, a shtar raye, that it's oimed legviye. That means, let's say, a shtar halvo, that you have to, that it's oimed, to prove that I lent you money. Vidilme loy mapik loy adzman oroch. Maybe, it'll take out the shtar, the zman oroch. V'yishkechu eidei mesiras adoro. Now talking, the eidei mesira will forget. V'samchinon a'eidei chsime. V'hu mezai chsa ve'olye. V'choysam eidei mo'imed b'mkoyma. So this is a shtar that is Oymed Lizman Oroch. So this Shtar, maybe the Eidim will forget. V'yismachu samchinen an Eidim chsime v'hu mezayi chsav elye v'choy sam Eidim Oymed b'kayme. Now, from this Rashi, l'chayra we see klo like Rav Moshe Lemshah in Rashi. He had mentioned as a machloikis Rav Moshe and the Teres Gittin. What is the chash according to Rav Meir? Teres Gittin says the chash according to Rav Meir is that the get won't be good because Eid Bezdin will realize that Shochel is dying. They, the chsime, are not capable of being mevayer to come to us and tell us that it's a kosher shtar. So therefore, in kosher. Here Rashi says, and Rav Moshe learned not like that. Rav Moshe learned according to Rav Meir, we're afraid that Bezdin might be naive and not realize that this is a shtar Yochel is dying, and they'll use this shtar. And really, she was mezayif the shtar. That's how Rav Moshe learned pshat in Rashi. And he said, but according to Rav Lozo, there's nothing more to worry about because we always call the Eidim Mesira. We never rely on the Eidim Mesira. Unless far-fetched cases, Mesa, about like this. So nothing worth to worry because we always have Eidim Mesira. Now, so what does Rashi say? Avol b'shtoris the kaima legevayne. V'dilme loy mapik loy atzman oruch. V'yishkehu Eidim Mesira sadova. They'll forget. That means they'll come and tell Bezdin, I don't remember. They'll tell Bezdin. That means Rabbi Yochanan holds that if they say, but they can forget also. So what'll be if they'll forget? The yishkru eidei mesira sadova, v'samchina na eidei chesime v'hu mezuyef, will rely on the eidei chesime v'hu mezuyef v'hu mezayef ksave oyen v'chaysim eidem haimid b'mkoyim. So that means this shtar, Rashi is saying, this shtar is not lemanyam de yomim rabim, not because it's not usable, because it's a mekulkul dikir shtar. This is a shtar, if the Edom will forget what it says on the shtar, what it said on the shtar, so memela we're going to be saying, and it's a mezuyif dikir shtar. So from this Rashi we see klal that there's such a chash where chayish, maybe bezin will not chap. That this is a shtar that one can tamper with. Rashi says klal like this. This Rashi has a klal raya to Rav Moshe. We'll see in a minute. But Taisus also understood this according to Rashi. So mchinin ha'edach sime, v'hu mizayim, will rely on the edach sime, v'hu mizayim sabelyin, v'hoi semeidim oimid b'mkoymi, so it's not v'hoi lamid yomim rabim. Yomim rabim, amin edo v'hoi lamid l'skayim, v'hoi kabir mihim b'shitrei mecha. So here Rashi says, klo, we are afraid that if the edim won't know, I mean, saying, I feel according to Abba Lozo. But if the Edom will forget, so the Shtar is oimedly skalkel, a kilkel will come out from the Shtar, so it's not roi ilam yomim rab. Now let us see Taisus. Perish bekunteres, the kaima le gevaina, the dilme le mapik le atzman oruch, the Yishkru Eidim Mesira Sadovo, for some Chinan Eidach Simet, who Mesayev Ksabarim, Bechaisim Eidim Oimed Bimchaim. Who Peirush Eidochuk, so look at Rashi, Taisit Lexa Rashi, the Lomo Yeish Lonu Litois Velismachal Eidach Simet Bedovo Shiochal Ezayim. So here Taisvis did not understand Rashi. So we see how everything stims till now. The first Rashi was a Parva Rashi, so that Rashi Taisus learned like the Teres Gittins Pshat in Rashi, that the problem is according to Ramey, and that will rely on the Eidach Simet. We won't be able to use the get because it's Yochel Izdai. But when Taisus came to this Rashi is a Pella. Here Rashi says we're going to rely on the Eidach Simet. Why should we rely on the Eidach Simet? But no, Yochel Izdai. Person isn't naive. This is Taisvus Kasha and Rashi. The Nire L'Rabbeinu Yitzchok. The Nire L'Rabbeinu Yitzchok, the time of Mishum, the Gzeres HaKosovo. Not the way Rashi says. L'Maise will never rely on Eidach Sima. Shtah Shochel is Daiv. Bezin is not at all naive. Bezin will realize that the Shtar Shochel is Dayet, and will never rely on the Eidach Simet. So Taisvus says, Yilabeni Yitzchok, the time of Mishum the Gzeres HaKosovu, Loi Mashri B'shtores Afilu La'alta, the Be'inen Roi Lam Yomim Ram, we need that the Shtar should have a very long lifespan, And according to Rabbi Lozo, the lifespan of a shtar is only 9 days. Because the Edom, after 9 days, they become, their memory plays tricks on them. So according to Rabbi Lozo, it's not Laman Yam de Yamim Rab. The shtar is only good for 9 days. It's not Laman Yam de Yamim Rab. Rabbi Yechanan Omar Afilu B'shtoritz. Rabbi Yechanan holds that all shtoritz are good. Rabbi Yechanan Latayme Domar Afilu Adesara Yomim. Rabbi Yechanan says that we don't have to be afraid that the memory will play tricks on the Eidim. The Rabbi Yechanan Afilu Adesara Yomim Mitkadoche. Period. That's pshat. Not the way Rashi says we'll be Seimech Adei Dachsime Chas V'Shalom. No, the problem is it doesn't have a... According to Rabbi Lozo, it's a possible shtar now because it doesn't have a long lifespan. And according to Rabbi Yechon, it does have a long lifespan. Now, so this is a shekelch a problem. So that's beautiful. But what is the Gemara's kasha, Rabbi Yechon, v'oksiv l'manyam d'yomim rabim? What's your problem? Eidim Mesir is always yochalam d'yomim rabim. Because Eidim Mesira will remember. What's the problem? What is the Gemara's kash on Rabbi Yechon? V'ho ha'daporch v'ksiv l'manyam d'yomim rabim. Aine mishum. What's the problem? That's manyam d'yomim rabim. It's halkedaiter. B'kol l'mutei shtoris kosti.
The Pasuk is coming to tell us that there are certain shtaros that are possible. Dilavochi l'may osik. So it's coming to tell us that certain shtaros are possible. Now, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, all shtaros are kosher because they remember memories. So v'haksiv l'man yam do yomim ram. The Pasuk is telling us how loche there are certain possible shtaros. Umishani leitz a toive. So not the Pasuk is telling me. The Pasuk is going to tell me this a leitz a toive. You should protect the shtar, but not telling us halachis, because halachically, every shtar is good. But oide shloime, now Taisus wants to say in Numa Halach, the davke begitten koma Rabbi Yochanan the Sora Yomid Bechiri. That what Rabbi Yochanan said, that the memories of the Edom does not play tricks on them, that is davke begitten. Why? Aber bestorisch, שיש רויב תנאים לאי דחירי. ודאף כל אלטה מרשה, באשת פורשה פבינה רוי למה יומד רדם, אפילו לאלטה אין לחשה. So now Paisus wants to say a new thing, that the previous machlokes, if Adam can come after 10 days and tell us they recall, this is the get that was nimsa b'fneim, Rabbi Yochanan says, I can rely on Adam, I don't have to be chayish, their memory is playing tricks on them. That is dafke by a get, because a get are not too many knowing to remember, so they can remember this. But a shtar mecher, which usually there is a multitude of conditions which are written in the shtar. So afilo, according to Rabbi Yochanan, a shtar mecher, their memory span is only 9 days. So the Gemara says, kashan afilo on Rabbi Yochanan, how could you say a shtarai is good? It does not have this condition of l'man yam de yamim rab. Vim ta'ima, period. But the la'al ta'im la'harsher, because it's not l'man yam de yamim rab. Vim ta'ima, taktais is la'abaloza doma aval b'shtar is like. Abaloza holds that a shtar mamin is possible La alter, because there's a tnai of man yam liyam imram. Maishna me einol of eidim, the snabe perik basle, the rabbi loza, goivim nechosim mishibodim, aine bishtoske the perish bekuntus. The Gemara says that apal pi, that there's no eidim gechasmet, is only eidim bishire, apal pi kein, it's a kosher shtar, and you gave him nechosim mishibodim. Now, so we have here a Gemara Vaita. This is a Baraisa that Rabbi Lozo said, that a shtar, let's say a shtar, halvo, with Eidim Mesire, you can be given in the Chosam Mishabod. So now, according to Rabbi Lozo, this is a possible shtar, because it's not Roi Lamed Yomim Rabim. So what's Pshat in Rabbi Lozo? Here we see Klo, that you can use the shtar. Yeshlaim with the Shani El of Eidim, Kivin the Kosov, Aldova, Shein Yochel, Zayid, the Eidim Akirim, Loilom, Shtar, Amosel, if name, Vimoyim, Zayim, Shumdova, Oyer, Nikra, Hazir. So Taisva says as follows. The Gemara over there is not talking about a Shtar, Shechel, is Zayid. So there you don't have to remember each word over there, because you just have to remember the Tzuras Hadat. That means that this was, and that they could remember for years, they can remember this. That means Ashtash and Yochel is daif, so just have to remember the Tzuras Hadaf, that this was Nimsa before night, 12 years ago, and the male, if they'll remember that, it's good. So it's Man Yam to Yomim Rab. Davke by Ashtash and Yochel is daif, then there's a problem that the Edom won't remember. Avolet Kosh, the Bed Yetanya by Kama the Kedushin, Kosubley on the Yorah el Acheres, Soda in Mechur Aloch, Soda in Nesun Aloch, Areizu Mechur in Nesune, Alma Marshe Rabbeloza, Apishtor is Tover, She Yochel is Dai. Now, this says a problem, tremendous problem. There's a Mishnah that says, a Braise that says, Kosubley al Acheres. Cheres is a Dover,
Keyochel is daif. Now, it says, Kosvel cheres sodei mechur loch, sodei nesun loch. So it says that it's good, according to Rabbalos, the Mesire Karsi, even though Shechel is daif, it's good. So according to Rabbalos, how can this be good? Rabbalos says that Edim have a very short span of memory, 9 days, and Adova Shechel is daif, only have a 9 day memory. And the Pasuk says that every Shtar Momen has to be Yochel Amoit Yomim Rabim, in the middle, that therefore it's Pasuk La'alto. So nothing the Baraisa that says Sodim Bechuloch is good. That's the Isis Kashi. Alma Marshi Rabbeloza, Apishtoris Dovi Shechel is daif. V'yesh loim edahod dekoma hocha, Avishtoris loim. And immediately, b'shtorei sa'imdim l'raye, avo shtamecho matone, sha'osi liknes boi l'fisho, avi kemoigito. So now, Tosfos says another klal. Tosfos says a klal, that this drosha of Rabbi Elozo, manyam de yom rab, we have to look in Nach. In Nach, it is speaking about that Yirmiyah purchased a sode from his uncle, b'kesef. He wrote a shtar l'raya. The whole purpose of the shtar was not to create a kinyan. The purpose of the shtar was l'raya. And that is exeris hakosel, a shtar raya, according to Rabbalosa, is to be l'manyam du yomim rab. That is exeris hakosel. That what it says in the Barais is sodei mechur aloch is not speaking about a shtar raya. He was speaking, I want to be marked to something, someone with shtar. Ashtar kinyan, so they mechur aloch. And ashtar kinyan is not there as a kosel mechlal of laman yam du yamim ram. He says the whole gzeres akosel that passel shtores which do not have a long lifespan, the whole gzeres akosel is only on shitre raya. And shitre kinyan, there's no problem. It's aimed for kinyan and finish. And these shtores, there's no psu. Alf kinyan al kapot. V'yesh meforshim. Now, according to this Taisvis, this Malach, Taisvis is saying a lot of shtiklach teira we have to realize. Number one, Taisvis is saying that Edim, anashtar shen yochel is daif, Edim remember for years. And that's called the manyam de yomim rab. Number two, Taisvis is saying that the whole psul of the manyam de yomim rab is only ashtar that's meyuchad l'ray. Ashtar that's meyuchad l'kini, there's no problem whatsoever. B'yesh mefosh. Nein chilik bein dovo sheyochel is daif lein yochel ba'edim esir alam los. This dictate I said before, that there's a difference between yochel is daif and yochel is daif. Forget about it. There's no difference. V'hoche hochi pirushe. Loi ichshel abolosa kloima. Abolosa rai rivadei b'chol ashtoriz. Loi ichshel. I know the lay svira lay kevosei elo begitten, the lay shtaris, kedoma rabbe peg basa alochik rabbalosa begitten, poshosam, the rabbalosa airia pishtaris, rabsovala kevosei bechode, apoligalei bechode. Now let us just explain this pshat and taisus. This pshat and taisus is saying, the loshna is a little shvelech, but let's see what taisus is saying. Taisus is saying as follows. Taisus had a problem. Rabbi Lozo says that a shtar that only has a 9 day, span, that can only remember 9 days, that's a possible shtar right away. So Taisus had two kashas. Had a kasha, he could write on a shtar, and mafapish ain all of Edim, kibich masaf na Edim, you gave him the chas mishabodim, why is it good? It's only a 9 day span. Why is it good? So Taisvah says, you're 100% right. According to Rabbalozo doesn't pass in this drosh, Abulamanyam do Yomim Ram. So according to Rabbalozo, it's also a kosher shtar, it's a kosher shtar. They won't remember. But they don't remember, no problem. This drosha of manyam do yomim rabim is Rabbi Lozal da Moira, that's his drosha. that what he says, Lehifshel Habalozo, doesn't mean Lehifshel Habalozo. It takes with a grain of salt. It means I hold that it's only kosher by a shtar kinyan, by a get, but a shtar mom in yinidl manyam do yomera. That means Habalozo personally, he holds it's good all over, but I only paskin like him by a shtar that's yochel lamid, but only by a get, not by a shtar moment, because you need lamanyam the yamara. Now Taisis brings down a Gemara further. The Gemara further said, Rav said, Alochi kabalosa begitten, bishtoris loy. Now, what's shot in that? Rav said, Rabalosa holds a fellow bishtoris, eidem mesire karsi. Rav said, I personally disagree with Rabalosa, because it says, V'kosu v'sefer v'chasoyim, I hold by momen yinid eidach simen. Rabbalos held it as like, Abba, when I learn Nach, I get this impression that by shitre momen yinid eidach simen. So Rav is choylik an Rabbalos, la'aloche, by shitre momen. The same Rabbalos, the same thing is over here. Rabbalos personally holds, there's no halacha v'lmanyam d'yom Rav. But our Rabbalosa is chaylik on that Rabbalosa, and he holds, I do hold this as in my yam de yom ram, so therefore I hold by shitrei momen, it will not be good. Ashtar shi yochel is dayer, because it's not what yochel amit yom imrat. Zaktois is veinir. I wish to disagree with this chat. Dimkei. If that shan rabbalosa avale lamin katochi kalishna to knock at rabbalosa gufe beper basre, aloche ki rabbalosa begitten. So speak klar le shoinis. Don't say lehirsha rabbalosa. Say, kiven bach schmeiten peg basre in yenechot. Say a clear loshen. Say a loshen, we only pasken like rabbalosa begitten, not by shitre moment. Boy, cash number two, double the suya osam pluktai rabbiyachna rabbalosa dahoche. If this sugya is similar to the sugya in the last peri, that certain amiroim do not paskin like rabbalosa in certain instances, so we should have been markiv this sugya with the sugya later. Boy, da my poch rabbiyachna and tvei maksil man yam di yam rab, le kulam avale mifu, de kulamaydin rabbalosa la pilipolik begitulish toris. And then, what's the kasha on Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan, what did you do with the posik? Are you chatting with Rabbi Yochanan? What did Rabbi Loza do with the posik? Rabbi Loza, the time Rabbi Loza holds, that by Shitre Momen, it's also good. So whatever he did with the posik, I'll do with the posik. What are you asking on Rabbi Yochanan? So therefore, Tosfos slugs up that pshat.